road rage incident occurred months ago.
There are certain things that are within the realm of common sense.
Oh, I don't care.
I love it when people just show who they are right up front.
But she's still raging.
You cooked your goose 10 minutes ago.
I don't eat goose.
You're an idiot. I don't know who's going to give you a job as an emergency service person. I wouldn't.
Let's pray you don't need CPR.
I wouldn't need it from you.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 23-year-old Kenneth Mabry is suing fellow motorist Kelly McKee for the cost to replace his windshield after she smashed it with a hammer.
Order. All rise. This is case number 340 on the calendar, the matter of Mabry versus McKee.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Ma'am, have a seat.
Well, we have a little road rage kind of thing that went on here. Based upon what I am reading, you two people didn't know each other before the date of this incident, which was what date, Mr. Mabry?
November 4th, was it?
What are you asking me? You're coming to court. First thing you have to know is the date, time, and place of the incident. What date was it?
November 4th.
What year?
2013.
What time of the day?
Around 2 p.m.
So far, is that correct?
So far.
Where were you going or where were you coming from?
Home. Coming from home.
Coming from home, going where?
A grocery store.
And you, Miss McKee?
I was coming from the mall with my mom, who's here today.
Going home?
Going home from the mall, yes.
What day of the week is November 4th? Weekend, weekday, Saturday, Sunday?
It was a weekday. It was during rush hour. In a busy area.
Well, 2 p.m. is not rush hour.
For L.A. it is.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
Rush hour is usually morning and in the evening. Those are the rush hours when you go to work or you come home from work. That's rush hour. Do you work?
Correct.
Where do you work?
Work for a production company named Slice.
What time do you work?
I don't have a specific time schedule. I work during, like, production. So depending on where the production is and what time the production is, it could be morning or evening.
Do you work every day?
No, I work 5 days a week.
But no particular hours?
Correct.
And where do you work?
I'm an EMT student.
So you don't work?
No.
Okay. Now, you're in your car, and according to what I read, Mr. Mabry, there is an ambulance that's trying to get through traffic.
Correct.
So you pulled your car over?
Correct.
Did you hear the ambulance as well?
I did, actually.
Good. And did you pull your car over?
Initially, I did. Until it passed me.
Just a second. Follow me.
Okay, sure.
Because I'm already getting who I'm dealing with.
Okay.
Perfect. I love it when people just show who they are right up front. Okay, so then we'll get to the story. This is the story. There was an ambulance going by. Everybody pulled over, let the ambulance go. According to Mr. Mabry, he took off after the ambulance went. Miss McKee says she did the same thing. Mr. Mabry says when they stopped at a red light, Miss McKee pulled up next to him, opened her window, started screaming at him, and threw a soda through his window.
Absolutely not.
I'm talking. Do you understand? You just gave me my in. Well, you know what sometimes happens, and I don't know if it happened here. Maybe we'll find out, maybe not. Sometimes when cars pull over and the ambulance passes or the police car passes, some people who are in the back of the line figure they're going to get to the front of the line and they scoot out first. And then the person who is actually stopped and should proceed first gets annoyed. Some people just let it go, others do not. Others have a confrontation. The long and short of this confrontation was both of you got out of your cars. Miss McKee, she's going to explain why to me. I assume she hopes to my satisfaction. She got a hammer or a bat out of her car and smashed your car window. She says it was an accident, that she was defending herself because you were flinging things at her car and her hand sort of just slipped and she tapped the window but must have tapped it in a very vulnerable spot and therefore the window smashed. That's the case. Isn't that wonderful? Okay. Now, so that I can add a little flesh to the bones of this case, Mr. Mabry, now that I'm beginning to figure out who both of these people are, Why don't you tell me your version of what happened?
Okay, so I pulled aside for the ambulance. When the ambulance truck passed, I followed the vehicles in front of me. We all pulled accordingly. When I got to the red light, I hadn't even noticed her until she pulled on the side of me, and she's screaming and yelling at me. So I didn't say anything.
Were your windows open or closed?
My window was already down. It was already open. And so I didn't say anything. I just kept looking straight, and then she
told me. What kind of car were you driving?
A Kia.
And what kind of car was Miss McKee driving?
A Cooper, Mini Cooper.
Mini Cooper. So they were both small cars.
Correct.
Go ahead.
And then she throws a fountain drink inside of my car.
Was it in a paper cup?
Correct.
Was a soda inside it?
Correct.
And did it actually land in your car?
Correct.
Was there any liquid in your car?
Correct.
And what did you do?
I threw the cup back.
You picked up the cup and threw it back at
Correct.
Her?
Correct. When I did that, she comes out of her vehicle with the hammer. She starts smashing my window. She hit it between 7 and 10 times.
Where were you at this time?
I was inside of my vehicle.
So you stayed inside the car?
No. When she started smashing.
While she was hitting your car, were you inside the car?
Correct. This is what I noticed, by the way. I noticed this young lady, and I noticed there was a passenger with a low haircut. I noticed that it's growing out right now, but it was a low hairstyle. To me, I figured this was a male and a female. So when she hopped out, she started smashing my window, I hopped out too. I direct videos. I have a director's chair in my trunk. I grabbed the chair in my trunk to move people away. I realized it was two females. I didn't swing the chair. I didn't say anything. I pulled my cell phone out. I start writing the license plate number down.
Had she already smashed the window?
Correct.
The window was broken?
Yeah, she was continually hitting it.
Okay, go ahead.
And so when I had my cell phone out, I'm writing the license plate number down. They're yelling at me, saying different things.
What were they saying?
You know, you done it now, and the mother, now that I know this is the mother, she was saying, you know, it's your fault. You should have never pulled out in front of her. And she's saying, oh, you know, my brakes this, and you should have known, and it's you done it now, you're going to get it now, and it's your day and all of this. I told them, I said, it's not up for discussion. I said, I'm writing your license plate number down right now. She runs back into her vehicle. She's going to pull off. Her mother's not in the vehicle. That's the only reason why she didn't leave the scene. When her mother was still out, the officers just pulled up. When they pulled up, maybe 3 cars pulled up. I had my cell phone out. They could see the whole scene.
Do you have a police report?
They just gave me the incident report. The officers wouldn't give me a police report. I have photos as well of the windshield.
I'd like to see it.
And of the car.
Okay, Ms. McKee, your version.
Okay, so, Your Honor, Judge Judy.
Your version.
All right. So, I'm driving with my mother, who's obviously a female.
Just
my version. Okay, so I'm driving down Pico. I'm headed east on Pico, headed home from the mall. I decided to take the street because the freeway was full.
I don't care.
Okay. So, as I'm driving in the car, I did see an ambulance. I pulled over to the side. After it got a block or so down, I followed behind because there was no traffic. It was clear, with the exception of the ambulance being the only vehicle in the road in front of me. I re-entered the road. I followed behind the ambulance. One block or less down the road, a car immediately enters right in front of me, in between me and the ambulance, shortly before the red light. I then have to veer to the right of that car and activate my emergency brake, the brake that pulls up. I pulled my window down. I asked the plaintiff.
No, you pulled your...
I pulled
my... Look, your eyes may be this size. I don't care.
Okay.
You pulled your window down.
Yes.
Because somebody had pulled up in front of you, causing you, according to you, not only have to apply your regular brake, but your emergency brake.
That's correct.
How old are you?
28.
28. I want to tell you something. There are certain things that are within the realm of people's common sense.
Oh, I don't
When
care.
You get... Hey,
I told you. Listen to me.
I told you.
Okay.
You cooked your goose 10 minutes ago.
I don't eat goose.
You cooked your goose 10 minutes ago.
I don't know what
it's
that
an,
means.
It's an expel.
Well, I guess
Stay
I
in
don't
school.
Get it.
Stay in school. Maybe you'll learn.
Maybe
now,
I will.
Listen to me. I don't know many people that have to utilize their emergency brake unless, God forbid, they're rolling down a hill. Pulling up your emergency brake either means that your brakes don't work or you were speeding to such an extent that you couldn't stop in a safe way. Let's move on. You pull up next to the car. And his cop speaking. You pull up next to the car, his car, that according to you caused you to have to employ your emergency brake.
Because your brakes are already in a bad condition.
Just a second. I'm still speaking.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot. I don't know who's going to give you a job as an emergency service person. I wouldn't.
Let's pray you don't need CPR.
Let me tell you something. I wouldn't need it from you.
I bet you wouldn't because I wouldn't give it.
And later today.
What's the nature of your disability?
Bad back.
You have a bad back?
Yes.
We met playing softball together.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kenneth Mabry says fellow motorist Kelly McKee smashed his windshield with a hammer during an incident of road rage.
You roll down your window, according to you, now follow this common sense, to ask. You started to say to ask. I would like you to tell me what you asked the plaintiff.
I asked the plaintiff, I said, what were you thinking? And I can only get a few words out before he started saying profanity-laced things to me, such as bee, a female dog, amongst other things, racist things. And I said, what were you thinking? He said to me that I have insurance. And I heard that insurance referenced twice and several other things. At that point, I was extremely irritated and agitated. So I felt like I just nearly had a collision. So I was pretty upset.
So what did you do?
So then I took the Pepsi that I had and I threw it into his car.
That's vandalism.
I bet it is.
Well, it is. It is. That's vandalism. You're an idiot.
I know.
You're an idiot. I don't know who's going to give you a job as an emergency service person.
Well, just
I wouldn't. I want to tell you something. I wouldn't.
Let's
because so far,
God,
had, so, far
so far
we've
right
had. So far we've had.
Right now, even.
So far we've had a lot of bad
Let's
judgment.
Pray you don't need CPR.
Let me tell you something. I wouldn't need it from you.
I bet you wouldn't because I wouldn't give it.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount requested, $500. Thank you.
That is so insane. Thank you very much.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I think her decision was excellent. I think she was very fair, and I appreciate that. I'm glad that the truth prevailed.
If this was something that was so horrible, then why didn't the police arrest me if I'm that bad of a person?
She had the kind of hammer with a point at the end, by the way. So she immediately just hops out the car and starts smashing the windshield with that hammer.
Yeah, right. He said, she said. Who are you gonna believe?
I deal with road rage all the time.
This isn't a case of road rage. Do I look like I have road rage? Look, I'm smiling right now. I'm happy right now. Life is great.
The truth does prevail.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Johnstone versus Baldwin. Step forward.
Kevin Johnstone is suing his ex-girlfriend, Melissa Baldwin, for the cost of bunk beds purchased for his children. Melissa is countersuing for unpaid rent.
Mr. Johnstone, you and the defendant were in a relationship. You lived together for a period of time. She has children. You have a couple of children?
Three.
You have three children?
Yes.
According to your complaint, while you were living together and in a relationship, you purchased bunk beds for when your children came to visit. You put them in a room in the defendant's home because you were living in the defendant's home. The relationship terminated, and Ms. Baldwin did not let you take the bunk beds. You want your bunk beds back. I don't know exactly what Ms. Baldwin's defense is to that, except that she says she purchased the bunk beds with her money, and she has a counterclaim about some rent that she says that you owe her for when you live there. I don't entertain rent when it comes to people who are living together and sharing a room and sharing a life. I think it's ridiculous.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You wanted to hide the money from your wife, and it is from that money that you purchased these bunk beds.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you want me to help you?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kevin Johnstone says ex-girlfriend Melissa Baldwin owes for the cost of bunk beds purchased for his children. Melissa claims she was the one who paid for the beds.
Now, where did the money come from to purchase the bunk beds?
My settlement from disability.
From a disability settlement?
Yes.
How much were the bunk beds?
$645.84.
Where did the money come from to purchase the bunk beds?
I transferred the money from my savings account on the day that we were at the furniture store into our joint checking account.
None of that is true, Your Honor.
Yes, I don't think so either. Show me. Show me. I'm just curious.
I made the transfer on the same day we were at the store. He was in line. I was on my phone, on my banking application, transferring from my savings account into our joint checking account.
Your Honor, I can explain the reason why her name is on that also, and also mine. Because going through my divorce, I was concerned for the money that I did get through disability and what my wife's lawyer might have done. So Ms. Baldwin opened up an account she already had one open, but she opened up another one with me on it. So whenever I needed money, she was the one that was transferring money to my account.
So is what you're telling me that in order to hide money from your wife?
Yes.
You didn't have a bank account of your own?
No, I did not.
So you gave her the money, your money?
Yes.
And your money was used to purchase whatever items you were purchasing because you chose...
To trust her, yes.
To what?
To trust her.
No, to defraud your wife. That's what you were doing. Is this the wife with whom you have three children?
Two.
Two children?
Yes.
How old are the two children?
7 and 6.
And how much did you get as a disability settlement?
It was 28.
28 what?
28,000. The whole amount was 34, but 6 had to go to the lawyer.
And what's the nature of your disability?
Bad back.
You have a bad back?
Yes.
We met playing softball together.
What do you do now?
Nothing right now, Your Honor. I was trying to work, and she got me a job at her daughter's school, just being a monitor.
When was the last time you worked, Mr. Johnstone?
It was early 2006.
Is that how you met the defendant, playing softball?
No, it is not.
Yeah, right. Tell me about it. I'm curious. It's going to be a very easy case for me to decide.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, Ms. Baldwin, tell me about how you met. Was it a league
it's
that
a league.
You played
it's
in?
It's a co-ed, adult co-ed softball league.
Adult co-ed softball?
Yeah.
And in what year did you meet?
We had been in the same league probably for several years, but we played on the same team in the fall of 2010.
What position did he play on the softball in
he
your
played
team?
Third base. He was a phenomenal player.
Third base.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still collect disability?
Yes, I do, ma'am.
In what amount?
$1,257 a month.
What kind of work had you done before 2006?
I worked at a mental hospital as a mental health worker.
For how long?
Almost 2 years.
So if you haven't worked since 2006, the last two children that you had conceived while you were disabled?
I was a stay-at-home father.
While you were disabled?
Yes.
And you were a stay-at-home father and took care of them? Your wife worked?
Yes.
That's nice. So she worked. You did nothing except collect disability. And then you got a $34,000 settlement because somebody examined your case and clearly did not speak to the defendant here, Ms. Baldwin, who probably would have told them that you met playing softball. And you wanted to hide the money from your wife, your working wife. And it is from that money that you purchased these bunk beds.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you want me to help you? The system's helping you enough, Mr. Johnstone. This system isn't going to help you anymore. Goodbye. Out.
Out. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Right now, I truly think that she's being vindictive.
I supported him and our relationship for the course of our relationship, and I'm done with him.
I believe that she's still in love with me.
3 weeks ago, he sent me text messages saying that he loved me, he missed me, and he wanted to get back together. We could be a couple again.
Her holding my property is her having the opportunity of me calling her.
I didn't go to lunch with him when he asked me to, so I find that very comical. I was laughing on the side.
She's been controlling since day one.
Too much arguing. We argued all the time. I had to call the police to get him to removed from my home because he wouldn't leave on his own accord when I asked him to leave.
I was trying to get to where I was trying to go, and she was following me.
I'm glad to be done with it. I've invested enough in this relationship. I want to be done with this drama.